South Summit Superintendent Shad Sorensen says the negotiating team is not ready to release the final numbers on salary increases, but they have reached an agreement on teacher contracts for the next 2 years. The conversation delved into the challenges of offering a competitive package that includes good medical benefits and salaries that compare with other school districts, such as Park City, where starting salaries are $50,000.
So we've had really good conversations on where do we place our emphasis? Do we move more into insurance and premium sharing, put that money onto the salary schedule, or do we have a slightly lower salary schedule but be able to continue to offer the insurance benefits?
Sorensen can't give specifics about teacher compensation packages for next year, but he can confirm teachers will get a salary increase.
They absolutely are, and they deserve it, and I wish we could give more. But we have done everything that we can to give them the very most. And I think as we've worked together, the faculty and staff that have different associations recognize that we're committed to being team and unitedly working for the best of our students.
Sorensen says their health insurance pool had a very good year, so they'll see a small increase in premiums for next school year.
We team up with some other school districts, and it was just over 2%, which is very good compared to years when we've had double-digit increase.
The board has talked about providing affordable housing for teachers, especially those who are just starting off. They're concerned about affordable housing in the Camas Valley. They've hired new teachers who are looking for places to live, but Sorensen says there are few options.
I'm going to reach out to all of the listeners. If you happen to know of homes that are available that on a teaching salary you could afford, please contact our district office and let us know. We're looking for apartments. We're looking for homes. Some of them have a partner and some of them are single. Housing is becoming very concerning. And we were talking just the other day, and we really believe that if we had a fourplex, it would be filled completely all of the time.
The South Summit School District Board of Education has no plans to hold a truth in taxation hearing to raise taxes this year. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.